Boom, 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 boom. Those are fireworks, bitches. Welcome to Not Fast, Just Furious. 4th of July episode. We got a packed show for you. An explosive show for you, I should say. And we're going to hop right into it. Let's get it.
Hot dog.
That's a 4th of July thing. Hot dogs. Alright, so we're in this again. 4th of July special, because that's what this is. We're going to talk about the 4th of July. I mean, honestly, it's, I don't know, I would say it's one of my favorite holidays of the year.
Really?
So I enjoy it. I just enjoy the aspects of being out there, outside, drinking, eating grilled stuff off the grill, and then watching fireworks at the end of the night. But the only thing that sucks is I have to do the Royals game tomorrow. So at least I get to have my night. The Royals are in the afternoon, so everything's all good. Yeah, by the time this thing does come out, this entire week is, I guess, our 4th of July special. So, I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be mad doing fireworks, drinking beer, and eating hot dogs for the rest of this week until the next Sunday when the next episode comes out.
Hey, what are you doing? I don't plan on having any hot dogs, but...
We should have had a hot dog eating contest. And because I know damn good and well, I'd make them and you'd put them down.
I can eat 10. That's my limit. My threshold is 10.
It has happened before.
My threshold of hot dogs is 10.
And then you ate one more after.
That's a lot of hot dogs. 10 hot dogs is a lot.
You think
of
that's
hot
above
dogs.
Human average?
It has to be. Eating 10 hot dogs?
Yeah.
That's I don't really eat 10 hot dogs in less than 30 minutes.
I don't really consider myself to be above average.
Well, that's
just
fake. Joey Chestnut could put down 70 in like 12 minutes. I think it's 12 minutes. Or is it 10 minutes for their national hot dog eating contest stuff?
Thanks, Tim.
Maybe he used water. Maybe I should try water next time.
He dunks it and then he eats it that way.
Yeah, maybe I should try dunking mine in water next time.
So that's the thing. You weren't drinking water.
I could never be a professional hot dog eater.
It was mostly crap.
I don't eat hot dogs for sport. I do it for pleasure. And I would need it to not be soggy.
But here's the thing,
and
too.
To have the sauce.
When I've been growing up, I've went away from hot dogs. Brats are my new thing.
Brats are good.
So if I say hot dogs, I mean I'm eating brats. So that's just because I guess just with old age, you like that more.
You got to be distinct with that, though. Because if you sit there and say, if I'm at a store or something, and you say get hot dogs, I mean brats, I'm getting hot dogs.
That's the thing. If you don't understand my term, my lingo, then I'll tell you, like, hey, get those jalapeno cheddar brats, because those are fucking phenomenal. Or the stadium brats, right? Those are just so good. I just went down a tangent of this, like, 4th of July food. Hey, 4th of July food. Why not? Hey,
about wieners.
We had a dog that just came on in here, a little Rocco.
Yeah, he's coming back.
No?
He's in the bathroom.
But the thing about 4th of July is there's, of course, accidents. Some stupid things. Stupidity does happen. People make sparkler bombs. I mean, I don't say it's stupid. It's kind of badass. But it's just how you use it. Because, I mean, we've seen people... I mean, not most recent, but I mean, athletes get their hands blown off, disappear a pole. We don't want to see that. But there's a lot of...
I kind of do. Jason Pierre-Pearl blew up his hand and missed less time in his sport than Steph Curry did when he broke his hand.
Or when John Wall got hurt.
Well, I mean,
it was the same hand injuries. Not same hand injuries.
Well, it's a different hand injury.
But
because
Curry injured his in like October, November, and didn't play until like that
next
March.
In Curry's defense, what Pierre-Paul had left didn't really need to heal.
Yes.
And that's two different sports.
They kind of got rid of the stuff that was wrong.
No, if you didn't know Jason Pierre-Paul, he's had an incident back in 2015. Firework, he's trying to light it. He didn't, but the fuse wasn't going, and then at some point it goes boom, and then he lost his index finger, half his middle finger, and a couple of digits on his ring and pinky.
Yeah, because I remember on the...
he's a Super Bowl champion.
The Bucks Super Bowl parade. Was it Godwin who was talking? No, it was Leonard Fournette. He was talking about how he was so fucked up on the boat, he thought Jason Pierre-Paul had all his fingers for a minute. That was funny.
Just imagine Tom Brady throwing him a Lombardi trophy across.
With two fingers.
Yeah, two fingers trying to catch that. That'd be nuts. But, yeah, no, what are some, when you think of accidents before the 4th of July, what do you guys think of?
Well,
it's clearly car accident number one thing.
Yeah, I'd say car accidents.
People are literally going to be driving. Like, I mean, I'm guilty for it.
Well, people are going to be drinking and driving, too. So.
I mean, don't do that. But the wrecks, they're going to be tremendous because people are gawking, looking at fireworks. And that's a hazard right there. Like, don't do that. And it's hard to not look over and see a flash of light. It's not gonna lie. Those ones, so if I'm driving and those ones, like all it is like a strobe light and you hear a loud boom. I mean, I flinch.
I look at lightning when I drive when it's storming out.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, no, yeah.
It's hard to not look and be aware. It's my problem.
Just make sure. Yeah.
Especially if it's most of the time, if people have fireworks, it's nighttime, anyways. So it's gonna fry up the whole fucking scenery.
Well, and that too, like when you're driving, like say if you're going downtown or if you're heading more towards the north end, you got people all out in the middle of the street, and you're trying to drive by, and there's people just walking, kids running around the thing. It's like, come, you gotta.
If you drive on the highway towards my house at night, you'll see it from everywhere, all sorts of different places.
And at that point,
there's four. I'll tell my head, there's four fireworks fans, and they should all shoot them off at pretty much the same time.
Sweet. I mean, if you need to find a place that has like just to watch fireworks, you can do it everywhere. It's free.
You can watch them here too. I can see the river. I can see the people up here in the road.
Because you're like very, very close to outside city limits.
Yeah, I'm like close to everything. Yeah. I'm like just far enough in town where
the fact that it's rained enough to where we can actually have fireworks, not worry about any type of like fires.
You don't have to worry about that anyways.
Yeah, not that sure, but still,
dude, everybody's so good in.
We have so much fire.
I didn't realize you brought the orange in here.
The orb.
I brought that back
away
here.
Oh,
aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the orb.
What were the two stories that you had?
Okay, so the first one is this was all off Reddit, and these are people kind of telling their own stories. And I was floating to a different department, and an ER nurse came up to the department to borrow our ring cutter. A guy had bundled 40 sparklers together and lit all of them. And the heat melted the sparklers to his hand.
Oh, fuck.
And he had a charred black lump. He ended up being fine, and there was not significant damage, but they were melted to his hand and had to be, like, medically removed from his hand.
How did that... I'm curious. So he was holding it when it happened?
Yeah, like, he had a sparkler bomb, and he lit it, which is, I've had it happen, where if you mess up a sparkler bomb and don't get them tight enough, all the sparkles it creates, like, a flare almost, like a flare gun. And it will be a projectile. It'll want to push out. And I've only done it when you're, like, on the ground and I'm away from him. But if you were holding, I bet it'd fuck you up.
Oh, fuck that. That was so...
I bet the tape saved his ass, because I bet that tape probably melted over his hand and then the metal didn't get on his hand as bad. I bet is what happened. Because when he was probably holding it by the tape on the bottom and the tape kind of melted over.
That's terrible.
Could you just imagine just watching that happen? Like, that's some salt.
We had my brother and one of his buddies, I'm literally next door. They were over there making sparkler bombs one day, and his buddy lit it and threw it, and it blew up like 3-4 feet from his face. Oh. And he had to go to the hospital, and they had to get all the shrapnel out of his face. He was lucky none of it hit his eye.
Oh, yeah.
And then his ears, he said his ears were hanging for like 3 or 4 days. He couldn't hear a fucking thing.
Oh, jeez.
But then the other one was,
nuts.
Last year we had a drunk guy who set off a firework in his hand. Extremely lucky that he only lost the tip of his finger, and it wasn't bleeding that much at the time. It kind of cauterized itself. He was begging for us to go find the missing bit and didn't seem to be able to comprehend that A, it was probably ash by now, and B, even if it wasn't, none of us were going to be able to track it down. And I just think that's one's funny, because all the nurses were just not putting up with that dude's shit. Like, no.
Well, yeah, I bet nurses and doctors and shit are pissed off around this time of year.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's got to be the same stories.
Exactly.
Different
people. Avoidable situations.
I can only imagine the stories Noah has about people coming in the... Oh, I gotta do an X-ray because a firework went through my arm or something like that.
Dude, blew his fucking foot up.
I just now remember this. So probably back when I was in high school, maybe I think it was my brother's senior year of high school. Got a water bottle. We have mortars. Open those bad boys up. Put everything into like an empty water bottle, and then we blew that bad boy up. But the thing is, he decided to light a fuse in the basement. No, there's just a fuse. It is, and it starts smoking like crazy, and I'm over here just playing video games, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Like, what? And it's stuck in our basement, and I'm like, oh, God, we're going to get in trouble. Mom's going to she's going to smell this in the morning or something. But, yeah, I don't know what it's like about that.
We've
all tried to make some bombs.
I don't know what it's called, but it was one of those little fireworks that don't blow up, but they just go zzzz, and they shoot
like
out.
Like little bee things and all that.
Yeah, well, Taylor had a bunch of them at one time, and I think Travis was there, I'm not sure. But me, Chaz, Taylor, and another kid. I want to say it was Chaz. I'm not sure. I have a video of it. But we're all standing in a circle. Someone would light it, and the last person to move wins.
Oh, that's kind of like that grown-ups shoot the arrow.
Yeah,
arrow roulette.
It's way less dangerous.
Oh, yeah, this is...
Which is
tell you catch a bee to the dome.
No, I hate...
It'd burn you.
It's kind of like when you undo black cats. and like how quick they are, the fuse. I hate doing like trying to like fling it out.
But, I can't believe they sell them like that.
Well, I mean, it's wild.
It's so dangerous.
I mean, it's a good way to, I mean, I guess, get your quick release if you're playing, like, baseball or something.
I'm trying to really, I don't think out. You'd probably blow your finger out one of them, but it'd fuck you up pretty
good. Oh, yeah, pop in your hand. I've had it pop in my hand before, like, with, like,
really, I've
so
never
close.
Had one in
like,
my
literally,
hand.
It's like, so if you can, it's probably it blew up, like, that close when I was trying to throw it.
Really, I've never had one blow up in my hand.
I have, but it's not like it, like, did anything, so, like, I mean, there's really not much to it.
I just throw the ball so fucking fast. There's not a chance it'd ever be in my hand.
I do enjoy getting some ground bloomers and just chilling on like my tailgate, just lighting this top off and just watching. I don't know why. I enjoy watching that stuff.
I don't plan on being a dime on fireworks.
Oh, paying on fireworks is ridiculous. Might as well just get like a $20 bill and light that bad boy on fire.
Yeah, I'm not doing
it. Won't be as cool.
Actually,
well, I mean, if it's it might turn blue if it's if that's counterfeit.
Yeah, but does it explode?
Boys want to make a sparkler ball after this.
I mean,
how much is a quarter stick of dynamite?
Who asked that the other day?
$12.
Where can you get dynamite?
I can get dynamite right now.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I can too, but where's the easiest way to get it?
Yeah.
By the way, Ken,
I have a guy who gets me many things, and quarter sticks of dynamite might be one of those. Alright, well. Oh, also, yeah, the videos of people shooting fireworks out of their ass. That's one I just never really understood.
It's okay, I saw a lot of it when Vine was around.
Yeah.
Because, like, that was the number one thing with Vine was, like, people putting, like, bottle rockets up their ass and having to shoot straight out or just get stuck there.
I'm saying, like, last year, people I personally knew I was seeing it on Snapchat of them doing it. And, like, I mean, I'm one to get a little fucked up when I get an excuse to. And I've never, like, been fucked up. Like, you'll be fucking sick, dude. Cam, if you shove this bottle rocket up my ass and lit it. Like, no, I just don't see where that's cool. Like,
but there are some people out there who do, and it's fucking wild.
I mean, I'm out on it. I mean, if you want to do it, I'll watch you just because, like, holy shit, this dude's really doing this. But, like, I don't know.
I mean, it is going to be a long night probably tonight. So, I mean,
how much,
there should be a chance.
How much would it cost for you to do that?
To do what?
Maybe a $5
bill. Oh, $5 you could do it.
I thought it'd be a little bit more.
I thought it'd be like 10 or 20.
That'd be
terrifying.
I mean, if I was drunk and you really, like, hype me up, I'd probably do it. I'm just saying, like, people who are, like, fucked up and, like, watch this shit, guys, and, like, do it, like, to me, that's crazy.
The one thing that would suck, though, is when you light it, that wick is going to, like...
Oh, you're
going to
get charred
a little
bit.
You're going to get charred in your ass or your pants or something like that. I don't think that's going to be...
I remember when I was probably 14, went down the road here, and they were making the Drano bombs... And then I'm not quite sure the dynamics of this, but they did one of, like, the oxygen acetylene ones. Where, like, I mean, I'm assuming you basically, because they had it set up before I got there, you basically take a trash bag and you fill it up with, like, acetylene. And then they, like, put it on a string and put it up in the air.
So
we all shot Roman candles at it, and pretty much whoever hits it.
It's kind of like a helium bomb.
And if you hit it, it puts you on your ass. Like, it is insane.
Wow.
It is, like, one of the biggest explosions you will ever see in your life. Like, if you did one on the ground, there'd be a crater. Like, it's like you can feel the wave and everything off it. It's fucking terrifying.
That's badass.
We should... Okay,
he actually used to light off Drano bombs in the field next to his grandma's house because she lives down the road, and his grandma would come out screaming ass.
No, we should do. We should do that, but have, like, some fishing line towards, like, it goes up even higher, and then, like,
you
can
shoot it. It has to be a fire. That's the whole point of it. That's why you use a Roman candle.
Fire.
Well, then let's see how far Roman candle can shoot.
Roman candles don't shoot that far.
I know.
Roman candle, well, scariest thing I had Roman candle, I was like this for the one time, and fucking shot at the bottom.
You
like
the wrong side?
No.
No, I've seen
it
shoot at
one. Like, backfired?
Yeah.
Well, you gotta assume the risk when you're lightning. It's like 50-50 it comes out this end, or...
here's the thing, I'm hoping they made it proper to where it just goes out the right end.
They're also fireworks, they're probably 4 years old.
Yeah.
That's very true. You know damn good well, they wholesale make them, like, 20 years ago, and, like, they still keep making them, but it's like,
as long as they pass the Kang, I don't care when they were made.
One thing I hate about it, though, is how long people shoot them off for.
Oh, I know, it'd be midnight.
Midnight, and then it'll be like fucking the 20th of July, and still be fucking fireworks.
Oh, dude, there's people lighting them off in my neighborhood like 2 weeks ago up the road here. I was like, fuck, dude. Like, and I mean, oh, and I'm all for it. Like, I mean, kids go out and do that. It's great. It's like, man, I got my dog over here, and he's freaking out. And it's, like, fucking not even July yet.
And see, I'm cool with it for, say, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. That's probably the best time to do it, to, like, stay up late, do it then. But, like, once it gets to the 6th and the 7th, you gotta stop. Sorry, but you gotta stop. It's a little annoying.
Or like how I was when I was a kid, I'm sure, where like you just have one kid in the neighborhood who just like lights off a bottle rocket every 2 minutes for an entire weekend because like you got a big bundle and you just got to light them all off. Like there's not like any little kids in this neighborhood, so I don't have to hear
I used to hate the whistle all day. Rockets. Used to hate those, but those are probably my favorite now. Like you get those like those packs, and they just go.
We used to go to the river a bunch, and we used to take those, and I would put them in the sand, like outside the water.
Oh yeah.
Or wait until hold on my hand and try to guess when it would go off.
Best part about bottle rockets is if you got like a like say you just like get some mud or something like that, put the bottle rocket in the mud, light that thing, and go.
I've done that with sparkler bombs.
I hate that. It smells fucking mud everywhere.
Hey, it's 4th of July. You're not out there look pretty anymore. If you're on a mission like that. I've lit so much stuff on fire. I've blown up so many boxes. I've caught a lot of things on fire. It's wild.
You're a psychopath, man.
I like fire. You guys know this.
There was one time.
Today's the 3rd, right?
Yes. Yeah. We were,
Fire.
We're trying to make a sparkler bomb. And right before we went to light it, it fucking fell over.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
and so it was just a fucking boom.
That was the second one I ever made, wasn't it? Because his parents text. I had two of them that day. We went down by his little pond. I lit the first one off and it went. I was like, that's sick. That was the second one I ever made. And the third one, it fell over and how I said it, like how there would be like a flare, and it just started like going crazy around by the pond. I was scared it was gonna hit somebody. And his mom texted him, said, "What the fuck was that?" Yeah, and he said, "Travis messed up a sparkler bomb." They just said, "Yeah, don't do that."
Just sit under it again.
I had like four of them in my truck still. I was like, alright, well.
Let's go down the road somewhere.
Yeah, like, we'll just go down. Like, we were like just driving around, like finding places to light them off.
No, I've had a firework tip back and it's pointed at like a group of like maybe five of us, or five or six or seven, depending on at the time. But it just came shot straight back. I remember it hitting my knee and like, I don't have the scar or anything, but it like. My knee was bruised for a minute.
One of the coolest things that happened on 4th of July, though, is when the mortar explodes in the tube. So, like, the firework detonates on the ground.
That's what I was about to say, because
it's all smoke.
I remember being a little kid with my brother, and we'd be lighting off mortars in the backyard, and we, like, put them in backwards sometimes, so they wouldn't actually go in the air, and they just pop on the ground. It's so terrifying. Your backyard will look like daylight for a minute. It's so fucking bright.
They make them like a war zone, pretty
it's
much.
It's scary. You know, if there's dogs around, they freak out.
I mean, most dogs
fucking clean up after everything sucks.
Oh, that's why you go somewhere else and do it. Just drive off.
No, you just kick it in the street. I don't use it. You'll get it.
Yeah.
I don't have a fucking street sweeper.
Oh, Jay, then.
Not yet.
Well, Jay.
Hopefully they paid at some point. It'll become a
city. Then the trash will go in the dirt. It's like a landfill.
Jay, go out, build a raft, go out on the pond, light them off, sink the raft. Fireworks, raft, bottom of the thing.
That's a well, yeah, no, it's a pond. How many snakes are in that pond?
There's no snakes in the pond. Jerry, you're detonating a raft.
There's a lot of snakes in that
pond. No, but that has a point. If I light a bunch of shit off, they might kill them all.
That or they're going to try to get out of the pond while you are trying to, and now you're getting chased by snakes, basically.
Okay. All right, okay.
The snakes couldn't be further away from you if you're in the middle of the pond lighting stuff
That's
off.
Not actually true.
No, here's the thing. Hillbilly fishing is when you get a stick of dynamite, put it in the thing, it blows up, fish come up. I kind of want to see, get a half stick of dynamite, put it in the thing, how many snakes float up.
The hillbilly fishy thing's kind of fucked up, because, like, they're just killing those fish. Like, they're not going to eat them, they're not going to do anything with them. They're just doing it for the fun of it.
No, they eat them.
They get them out and eat them?
They just get nets.
No, those fish have died from shockwaves. They're chemical.
What's the difference? Do you think hillbillies care?
No, but I'm saying I wouldn't.
Fair enough. I wouldn't eat anything.
But here's the thing. What's the difference?
I don't eat nothing unless it's fucking dead.
And those fish are dead, Chad.
From asphyxiation, I don't want to eat it.
That thing come in my mouth, I kill it.
Yeah, that thing come in here, I kill it. Rock don't kill it, I'll kill it.
Rock is going to kill it, though.
Rocco's kind of a crazy boy.
All right. What's the most American things that we can think of? Like, when you hear the 4th of July, what's the first things that pop into our heads?
Cheeseburgers.
That is the most... Actually, now that you think about it, cheeseburger honestly is about the most American thing I can think of. Because forever, we were the only place that really had cattle. It's so sloppy and bad for you, and other countries don't do that.
And you get tired of a cheeseburger, bacon cheeseburger.
You get tired of that, you throw cheese on it.
Yeah.
Or the one of the patty.
Yeah, that too.
Ooh, a double? Then they double patty on that?
Then they start putting like chicken sandwiches on the cheeseburger.
Oh, a chicken burger?
Chicken burger.
Hardee's might be the most American place in the world, now that I think about it.
Hardee's is good.
Maybe.
Or Pappy's. Pappy's makes some fucking conglomerations of hamburgers.
McDonald's.
No, McDonald's really is like probably like textbook the most American thing. Honestly.
I would say that because it's elsewhere too.
Well, yeah, because of it's such an American thing. Like it's
no, but like even say if you go to China, there's probably going to be nothing like. I mean, they're going to have more on their menu.
No,
well, yeah, but they're
every
there.
McDonald's has to have a Big Mac, whether the Chinese.
Well, yeah,
has
a Big Mac. That's like a staple.
Different food because I know some McDonald's have like spaghetti, and you can get birthday cakes from some.
That'd be like, sick.
It just depends on your region.
Well, all the Taco Bells in Europe serve alcohol now. You can go get beers at Taco Bell.
I kind of want to go to Taco Bell in Europe then. I like Taco Bell now. I might as well wash it down with a.
I would be.
Would there be Mexican beers there then? Since it's like a Mexican restaurant?
It's just a recipe for throwing up.
Yeah.
They gotta sell Coronas or Dos Equis or.
Modelo and Modelo? Taco Bell's a good way to fucking Ralph.
that sounds like a combination right there.
I kind of want some Taco Bell.
Taco Bell does sound pretty good. I haven't ate yet. So there's a good chance I'm getting fourth meal at 7 o'clock.
Oh, hell yeah.
At 7?
Depends on when this is done.
It's 5:30 right now.
But
no, what I was going to say, so... I can't remember the context of it, I just remember the quote. So Adam McGill, he races GNCC, he's a professional four-wheeler ATV racer for a national cross-country series. And there's like a video he made, and it was like a... it was like a hype video kind of thing. And it's like him talking at the beginning. And he's like, when I think GNCC, I think America. I think big old blonde-haired titty chicks in Copenhagen. And I'm like, you know what?
That's fair.
It's hard to get more on
America. Well, no, honestly, we're going to look this shit up after this. So, it is at... what's the name of it? It's their most like hyped up race of the year. It's a mountain. It's on like it's at a ski.
500?
No, it's GNCC. It's raced at a. It's actually at a ski resort.
I have no idea.
And literally the day the race is, it's the whole resort's booked for next year for people to stay there. And they have this spot of it called, they call it Howard's Hole, and it is just a big fucking nasty just slop. It's like it's kind of like multiple runoffs through it, and it's just big nasty mud. I mean, there's people. There'll be 3,000-4,000 people down in this place, and they have cameras down there because they record the race going through it. And there is just people down there mud wrestling, just fucking partying. 2 years ago, Adam McGill comes through. And, I mean, there's literally, like, people are shoulder to shoulder besides the track. And it's kind of fucked up because, like Walker Fowler is one of a lot of the guys don't like Walker Fowler. He's kind of more of, like, an uppity, kind of, like, rich kid type of vibe. And Adam McGill is just, like, good old boy kind of vibe. When Adam McGill's fans will like purposely try to get Walker Fowler to take bad routes so he'll get stuck, which is, I mean, it's kind of funny, but it's fucked up. Like, and then like, because like, if you're, I mean, I've been through it, like, you, not that one, but like when you're racing, like you come through, and I mean, there's always people pointing you like, this is the better route, because there'll be, like this one especially, there's 15 different ways to go through here, and you always have people pointing ways. Well, he came through last year, and he came up on this rut, and he kind of got stuck for a minute, and he stalled it. His bike's, I mean, they have a clutch. He stalled it, looks over, grabs this dude's beer, pulls his helmet, and just starts pouring it in his face, and then he breaks it on his helmet and throws the beer and fires it back up and goes. They were trying to disqualify and shit. People were so...
That was awesome.
And it was when I was like, that was pretty fucking American. I mean, that was pretty
that
was bad.
As long as that middle race, I feel like that he should automatically win.
Because that race, they call it like the mountain. It's always, they always like make jokes about it being like this person's mountain. And that was the hype video I was talking about because he was saying it's McGill's mountain. And he went up there and talked all that shit and like broke down on the second lap. And he went and like, and everyone loves him. And like they like let him go in the commentator's booth, and now he's just in there talking more shit about how it's his, still his mountain, and he ain't giving it up. And then they're like, you know what you do is very controversial. And then it's like he'll be pissed drunk after all the races. So he's just goofy, good guy.
That's awesome. But that's America right there.
Definitely. That's the most American person I can say I've met in my life.
I'm shocked no one's wearing that hat right now.
That hat was $1, and it was already worn so much prior.
The hat I'm pointing at, and of course, it's American flag hat.
You've seen this hat before.
Yes, you have.
Zach or Jairus have wore it multiple times on air.
Can't confirm.
Oh, and then this was a deal that I kind of wanted to talk about, just because I couldn't believe it. I was eating lunch with work boys Thursday, and the original code for the World Wide Web, so like the first iteration of the internet that dropped, the code that was set up for that, like the lines of code where the guy wrote it on the sheet, sold at auction for $5.4 million this Thursday. And, I mean, I know it really isn't relevant to anything else we're talking about. I just thought that was absolutely insane to think about.
So, the thing is...
So, like, that, the paper?
Pretty much, yeah. It was just like, this is the code they use.
So...
A lot of fucking money.
How can you? How I'm curious how you can actually confirm whether if that's the actual legit code.
It's probably been vetted.
I mean, it was.
How can you look it up though?
No, there was a process. Like it was the guy who invented it, and it was like his.
So it has sort of.
They went through and like proved it was his.
Any good like auction place will have.
Yeah. You know what's wild though? Only 5.4. I would feel like that'd be a lot more. I feel like it like was people how much people spend on this like. Sports cards and stuff.
Well, I'm saying like people like, spend more than that on Jordans. People spend more than that on shoes. Like game worn Jordans and stuff. People spend more than that on game worn shoes. I think some LeBron shoes have gotten pretty.
Alright, what would you rather have? Game worn shoes or the code to the internet?
Game worn 85 Reds. I'd rather have those than the code of the internet. Code of the internet has now been obsolete. It's been replaced.
It's been replaced multiple times. I feel like.
I feel like that'd be kind of a burden to have, because, like, you spend all this money, and then you have to fucking take care of it. You don't have to.
What?
You spent the code to the internet.
Oh, no, that's
not... No, it's no longer in use. It was the first time.
But it's like this cool historical thing.
What do you do, frame it?
I mean, yeah, I'd say so. What else would you
do? All you can do. I wouldn't laminate
it. I don't think you can laminate it. I think that hurts value on that type of shit, actually. I'm not sure, but that's just my guess.
I'm sorry, I'm never going to spend first off, I'll never have $5.4 million to spend.
I might, I don't know.
I hope at some point. But I'm not going to spend it all on those.
No.
You know,
I'll buy bread once first. Better sign in game work.
If I win $15 million, first thing I buy, $10 million car.
Yeah.
Let's play over.
Yeah, he's like, can't play over. I'll pull my knees.
Is there a $10 million car?
You weren't here to watch Super Troopers.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Okay, I know you're talking about.
No, I don't know. Like, I know, like, the production car.
The most expensive
production car that sells is, like, Bugatti Veyrons, and they're, like, 1.5 or 1.6 million, I think.
Well, the people Super Troopers, the Tacoma FD, they it's a show on True. Hilarious. We'll put that out there. Sorry,
Are we going to do Days of the Week, or are we skipping that?
They're not very good.
I'll
give you an example. The day of the week for the 4th was National Barbecue Day. You know, not even, you know.
The 4th of July, America's fucking birthday.
Yeah, it's National Barbecue
Day. I can't believe America turns 2,021 years old this year, dude.
As well. Also, if you didn't know this, our Constitution actually didn't even take place until, 89 is when it fully was implemented. So the 4th of July actually isn't our nation's birthday.
Hey, listen, they want to give me a day off.
It was actually like August 2nd.
I'm going to take a day off.
Did you hear what Jared said? He said it's the America's like...
2,021 years old.
2,021.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it is.
America's not 2,000.
History started with America.
Yeah. Name one thing that happened without America's involvement that mattered.
Dinosaurs.
People found
irrelevant.
Us.
People didn't find us. We found them.
Oh, it's Christopher Columbus. First off, Christopher Columbus did not find Christopher.
Well, no.
Christopher Columbus, Chennai.
But they had a bunch of pissed off British people who said, this place sucks. Let's go to that place and we're going to get rid of all the Indians. We're going to turn it into Britain. And they said, fuck yeah. And they went and did it. And then they said, wait, this place fucking sucks. I hate this place. And then the Brits got mad at the Brits. And then the Brits shot the Brits. And then the Brits made America.
Fuck yeah.
It's really cool.
So the Brits are the...
We're the Brits.
So basically, no, I'm not Italian.
All I heard was... America!
Jay.
Fuck yeah!
It's kind of like the Mexicans and the Mayans thing.
I mean, that's a good Always Sunny episode. I'm not gonna lie.
I can't ever remember the quote. It's fucking ridiculous, though.
I'm not gonna say it.
I don't know if we should say it either.
I don't think we should say it.
Let's move on.
Well, if we're gonna move on, we actually have some decent would you rathers. I have two.
I got one.
I'll start her off. Cam, you can chime in here if you want. Cam's here if you guys weren't aware.
By the way, no, Wiz, back out of the pen now. Sounds good.
No, is that at the hospital?
No, I'm back out of the hospital.
Hell yeah.
Is it good now, or?
I
guess we'll
yes,
talk.
Yes,
we'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about it, yeah.
So would you rather develop a British accent every single time a serious conversation pops up towards you, or laugh every time you see a person cry, regardless of who they are? It could be a child, it could be your mom, it could be your sister. You would just laugh every time they cry.
I was going to say, I do that already.
Yeah. I try not to do
that. My buddy was crying to me a couple years ago about how a girl broke up to him. I was just dying laughing.
Well, I feel like there's a good chance that guy probably had it coming. So.
No, it was not the one you're thinking of.
No.
I mean, every once in a while, I'll even throw down a British accent. So it's like, I don't... I mean, honestly, that'd be kind of cool, that British accent.
All I can think...
We're founded by the Brits.
The only way I can think about this in, like, a way that'd be, like, absolutely hilarious is, like, a girlfriend or a significant other, and, like, you start to have a serious conversation, and then you just start talking in a British accent. Well, then they start crying, and then you just start laughing in a British accent.
So just put two of those
Yeah,
together.
So they kind of just, like, run hand in hand with each other.
I don't think...
Hold on, what if she laughs at you, though? Because you have the British accent.
She gets the fucking shit knocked out of her.
Well, then I no longer have a British accent, because this conversation is no longer serious. Problem solved.
What
are you rolling with?
Oh.
I'm taking British accent for sure.
I'm taking British accent too. I can't just laugh at people crying. That's so cold.
I'll do that.
That is pretty cool.
Well,
I don't take stuff seriously.
Jay, if you're
anyway.
Shopping,
say,
if you're shopping
with the British accent.
If you're shopping tomorrow in the aisle and there's like a woman trying to calm her baby down next to you while she grabs beans or something, you're just gonna have to look at her and start laughing.
I'm gonna laugh anyway.
Control your kid. I'm discreet about it, but like, yeah, I'm gonna laugh.
Control your kid. Sorry,
I mean, I'm not gonna fucking hysterical laughing like,
no, how? You're laughing at this baby.
I'm just gonna be like,
baby.
I'm like, ha.
You're like, oh, look at that fucking baby.
I'm laughing at the chick before, then I like the baby.
I'm like, ha, this bitch's life's ruined.
Good lord. Alright. Kramer, do you?
No, what's that I'm on?
Alright, so would you rather swim 5 miles or climb 5 miles? And yes, there are animals that could possibly attack you during this.
Climb.
I don't think there's a chance I could swim 5 miles in 2 weeks.
Even if
I didn't have to be in the water.
I can't swim.
I couldn't swim a mile in a day if I had to, I don't think.
I'm going with climb. Cool. I can rest easier on land.
I feel like...
Yeah, Cam has no choice but to climb.
I've won. So I hate the ocean, but I mean, I feel like if you get going in any type of water, it's going to help carry you some. So it's not like you can take breaks and stuff, but if you're
depends,
climbing...
It depends if you have to go into the current, huh?
I'm going to try to... I mean, if it didn't say that in this Would You Rather, so I'm going to hopefully swim with the current.
That's fair. I'm going to get dolphins to push me.
No, fuck that. No, dolphins will fucking drag you.
I've played Minecraft. If you start swimming, the dolphins will grab you and pull you.
Exactly. Or they'll just start spinning around a circle, and you start going down, and you try to drown you.
Yeah.
But dolphins are dicks.
I don't drown. I'm really good at breathing underwater.
So, yeah, I'm swimming. I'm a pretty good swimmer, too.
Alright, I got one. Hold on, let me see these things. This is unprofessional.
I have one. Let's just say mine real quick.
Oh, you do?
I didn't know.
Hell yeah.
Let's fucking go.
It says, would you rather put a stop to a war or end world hunger?
End world hunger.
Because that probably will end the wars because people aren't pissed.
You're just stopping a war, there's going to be more wars.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right. There's only one world hunger.
Yeah.
And people need to eat. Like,
pizza ranches just everywhere. Solve this problem.
My homies eat.
Because I even saw the. Because I mean, when I worked in NPR, I mean, I was just up in Maryville. Like, I made sure to always hit up the Second Harvest because they're in hunger summer stuff. Like, that's. I'm strong with that. Because they got people to eat.
We've done that a few times. We've, like, took food down to the homeless when they do their. They do, like, their little events where they have, like, cookouts for them and stuff. We've done that a few times.
You guys are such better people than I am. I see this homeless person on the street, I give him like fruit snacks or Pop-Tarts out of my car for a week.
That's better than nothing.
Yeah.
No, I don't like really give it to them.
I normally don't give homeless people stuff because I see too many stories of like fake homeless people.
Yep.
And that's fucking
I'll give them money, by
that's
any means.
Crazy.
I'll give them food.
Well, like, I know everyone always says don't give them money because we'll spend it on smokes and like weed and like alcohol, but honestly, like that makes me kind of want to give them money. That's kind of cool.
What are you spending money on?
I mean, not exactly, but call me, we'll call them B.
Call him and we'll call him BJ.
Alright, next one. What's this? Who put this one in here?
Oh, teleport every time you sneeze or time travel every time you fart. And neither of these are clarified in location or time.
Those are two.
So every time you sneeze, you're just going to teleport to another area on Earth. And any time you fart, you will be in the same area you're currently at, but you will time travel a random time.
Just imagine, like, you sneeze, and you, like, go somewhere, like, fuck, I have to do something tomorrow. So you get a plane, you're on the plane, coming back, and you sneeze on the plane, you get put somewhere else. You know how...
Like, you sneeze, and you're just, like, in Tokyo Town.
That would have to be your
But yeah, but then, like, what is...
time travel.
But what if you, like, fart, and then, like, you're back in, like, Wild West days in St. Joe, and you're just like, oh, shit. And then, like, you fart again, and now you're, like, in the future.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I think I'd rather sneeze.
At least you know where you're at.
Dude, that'd be nuts. Because if I could really, like, time my farts, I could do great things. Like, I'd be in all the history books. Like, I could, like, well, fart and, like, take
care of things. How would you control going to you would go?
Yeah.
I want it, but I mean, at every time, like, I'm sure I could do something different.
He's trying to squeeze farts out.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I, like, fart and I'm back here, like, the right time, I can, like...
Just hold on.
I don't know.
Like, just imagine, Travis, you fart, you go back in time, you're like, oh, I can actually invent something like this. And you're like, you're almost done with it. And then you fart again.
Or before you get the money.
Someone that you're about ready to, like you're about to finish it, but you're having someone help you with it. And you just, like, you fart, you time travel. And that person just finishes your projects, and they're the famous person.
So now. Facebook?
Yeah, pretty much.
Cam, what do you think?
I think I might have to go with the teleport.
Yeah, same. I think that's probably more logical, and I think it'd be fun. Because, like, you're going to be able to text people and stuff. Because, like, say if you get time travel, like...
Text my boss, I'm in fucking Tokyo, give me a couple days.
Let me sneeze a few more times, see where I end up next. No, I'm sneezing at times.
And also, people usually sneeze in bunches, so you would travel somewhere, then sneeze again, and travel again.
Yeah, sure. Especially during, like, fucking winter and fall and stuff.
Oh, yeah, my allergies get pretty bad.
Oh, my allergies.
You're going to be getting the spring.
Because, like, I mean, you can sneeze in your sleep. Just imagine you fall asleep,
some good
you
spot
sneeze it, and you wake up, and you wake up, you're somewhere else, like, what the fuck just happened? It's like, oh man, that's good.
I got one more if no one else does.
Yes.
Holla, holla, holla.
It says, would you rather spend the night in a luxury hotel room or camping surrounded by a beautiful scenery?
Camping.
I think it depends on the scenario.
Camping.
Luxury hotel room, no
camping.
Question.
I'm camping. I enjoy the outdoors too much.
And
too
long with.
Yeah, it depends on the scenario.
Yep.
If it's like a date, probably a fancy hotel.
Ooh,
if it's like a trip with the friends and stuff, probably a camping.
I think both works.
I'm not taking my friends on a date to a fancy hotel.
Yeah. And if I had like Zach in a fancy hotel, I'd probably get in trouble anyway. So it'd be a bad idea.
It's just best for the friend group that we don't put ourselves in that situation.
I agree. Much the hangover.
Absolutely.
But the possibilities of what could happen at that point in time are endless.
Hey, should we go with a couple of my wild questions?
We might as well.
Alright,
let's do two. Number two. What's
and
the second?
Second question?
I don't want to do number two.
I'm not even reading it.
Alright, number two is, can you masturbate to death? I think it's possible.
I don't think the masturbation would be what would kill you, but I could see you masturbating to, like, dehydration or something.
Well, I mean, you can probably, like, keep masturbating that to where, like, our heart pops.
I'm still alive, so this theory is not true.
No, Jared's the walking example. We're fine.
I don't. Yeah, I'm just gonna say I don't think you can die from that specifically, but from like the.
I think it could.
People can die having sex.
Yeah,
I saw that part. 1,000 ways to die.
Same. It was number one.
Yeah, because like heart attacks, you can probably have a heart attack while you're.
But you die from a heart attack, not from throwing bone.
I mean, but you're throwing the
bone.
That's
not cool saying you. It's not as cool as saying
that. That's fair. That is fair.
Just imagine us walking in, like, I'm
I think
here.
I'd rather die.
I'm just over here, like, hand everything. You guys just walk in, I'm like, oh, well, Kramer just died. Now.
Kramer, how many questions?
Maybe
do you
Kramer's,
have?
Like, in the closet. Maybe Kramer's, like, in
right,
the closet with a necktie.
Four.
Kramer's in the bedroom with the necktie around his neck, with, like, a belt around his neck, hanging himself in a Batman costume.
It's off the game over, man.
Software.
Until South Park.
No, no, it was,
the,
it was a
no, game over,
game,
he
man.
Does it, but he's
yeah.
out of the Batman suit.
No,
that is gross.
I was watching Die Hard earlier, and that plot is just almost just like.
Oh, no, they
were one. I was just like watching, like, I just forgot. This is the exact same thing.
Yeah, they
much.
100% copy Die Hard.
It's so funny now thinking about that. Like, what else? Alright, that teleporting thing, this is a question. If you could teleport anywhere in the world, but can't teleport back, where would you go? You only one teleportation.
So I can never come back home if I teleport there?
You just can't teleport back.
Oh.
So you have to find a way to make it back home. You can only teleport once, where are you going?
Do I have to go somewhere?
Yes.
Immediately or before I die?
Well, I mean, you have to be alive.
I mean, it's a teleport, so like, whenever you want.
I want to, you know, I'll put myself on Mars. Let them figure out that fucking mystery.
You think, okay, what, are you going to prepare yourself? So are you, like, if you're going to go to Mars, are you going to be like...
No, I'm just going to die and they're going to find my body and be like, who the fuck is this? How did he get here?
And it's just
like,
all it is a skeleton
teleport.
You're going to be the Leviathan on Mars.
I wouldn't decompose up there, would I? It's too cold.
No, you want to decompose.
Oh,
it's
right,
too
you're
cold.
Right. You're right.
When does your head explode, though?
I mean,
I'm not really sure what the physics are.
I don't think that's actually true.
Like, I mean, if it's vacuumed, I mean, you're just
I don't think your head explodes. It sucks the air out of you. I don't think you explode, though.
My lungs would probably be like a...
It doesn't make any sense why you would explode in space, actually, now that I think about it.
You would just, like, flash
makes sense, or what makes sense?
It makes no sense.
And you are the engineer.
I mean, no one has exploded in space.
I mean, that we know of.
Well, who will explode in the sky?
I mean, there's probably been a space wars already.
Dark, but also true.
I feel like, honestly, I mean, hear me out here. I feel like Star Wars happened once.
Yeah, this is what... Yeah, I was right.
Star Wars happened a
This
long
is what
time
I thought.
Ago.
Okay, so...
George Lucas, the final episode that he's going to put out there, like, movie-wise, the final thing he's going to say based on a true story, it's going to just mind-fuck everybody.
The vacuum of space will pull all the air... will pull air from your body. That's oxygen in the rest of your body will expand. So, no, you'll balloon up. Like, you'll blow, but you won't explode.
That's weird.
Right, so it wouldn't happen fast enough or at a large or at a big enough capacity for your body to like not be able to hold in what's happening. You basically just be full of like cold air.
You know what's odd? Like somebody had to have, this had to have happened to somebody.
No, really, it'd just be like it would just be knowing how the thing works.
True. I mean, you're an engineer here.
I mean, I don't know anything about space.
All right, where are you teleporting to? I'm going to South Korea.
Fuck that! I ain't going to nowhere but America.
Yeah.
I'd go to the beach. I go to Florida.
South Korea.
I've never been to the beach. I just go to Florida.
So I can take a
How
shit.
You get home?
How would I get home? I don't fucking know. I'll figure it out.
I'll go to Cali or something again. Well, not again, but... I went to the beach on Florida. That was really cool.
Shit.
So I feel
you
like
put that in the basket.
Cool. Well, if you guys haven't noticed, if you're watching this on YouTube, we have a big-ass ring light.
JC, his ex-brother. Avid listener and friend of the show.
Friend in general.
Brother. I would consider him a brother.
Yeah, I hope you consider him.
It's actually, I feel like it made the quality much, much better. I really think it did a big difference.
It's way fucking bright, that's for sure. But that's what it's made for.
Keeps me alert.
Keeps my wits about me. Alright, happy 4th of July, everybody.
Lost Lake
have
CBD.
A good 4th. Keep
Lost
all your fingers.
Lost Lake CBD.
I thought that was a record thing we do now.
We haven't. You guys haven't recorded yet.
Do you want to record it? I never recorded it.
You guys never sent to me.
Actually,
stay tuned for our new Lost Lake CBD.
We're gonna test CBD my iPad directly after this episode.
But here's the thing: go to Lost Lake CBD.
But still,
promo code NFJF. You get 25% off your 20% off your what is it? 25%.
It's 25% off your first order, free shipping.
I forget.
We're kind of lazy, so we actually may not do the ad.
And here's the thing: yeah, no,
we'll do the ad.
Extremely lazy. So yeah, no, 25% off. I mean, I know Cam's here, and I mean, this is what we usually say: if you have an account, make a new one, use the code again, you make money that way as well. So there we go.
So. Is there anything, like, new coming on there, Cam? I know you've kind of told us about some stuff that's coming up. I don't know if you wanted to announce it or not, though.
We're still developing our membership membership club.
Hell yeah.
Website. And soon once that up, that's when our new product will be up.
Hell yeah.
Any idea on lead time on that, or...?
No, not necessarily.
I'm assuming it's
still
a side gig for the guy.
We're still making, like, test runs with our new product and stuff.
Yeah. Alright.
Sweet. Well, hey, happy
4th of July. Promo code NFJF. Happy 4th of July.
All week is 4th of July week.
If you get hurt, please tell us about it.
Yeah. Tell us, please.
Or send it if you have gotten hurt or know somebody who's gotten hurt.
Yeah, hit the Instagram
account. Send
us
stories.
If you have a video you want to send us, say, hey guys, this is what happened.
Hit the Twitter account, hit the YouTube, hit the YouTube comments, hit the discussion page on our channel, whatever you want to do.
Yes, sir.
So. I'm going to stop recording.